brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Genesis. Often imitated, never duplicated. And we've got to move really quick. I'm so honored to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on with us. Bob Dacey, who was at one of these local FTAA takeover meetings. He's coming up in the next segment. But I want to get to three of your calls really fast. So be quick, callers. Be fair to the other people. Jeff in Mass, thanks for holding your on the air with Dr. Roberts. Go ahead.
Yes, a very simple question. Do you think that the torture in Iraq will come here to America, i.e., if we should ever have martial law and they should start arresting patriots, conservatives, constitutionalists, and anybody who's a thorn in the flesh of government?
Doctor?
Yeah, I think torture, I think it's actually already here. You may remember the police used to beat people up all the time to get confessions, and then known as the Warren Court, the big liberal court, made a lot of rulings which stopped domestic torture by the police of suspects. I'm told that in a number of prisons with bad wardens, that torture already goes on in the United States. But I'm absolutely sure that if an institution that was once known for its honor and integrity, the United States military, if it is undertaking torture in Iraq, that if they can corrupt the military like that, it would be very easy to corrupt the police.
Thanks, Jeff. Absolutely. I mean, our military was always the good guys. We didn't do that, and now we do. Let's talk to Mark in Louisiana. Oh, excuse me, Las Vegas, then Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps, and I tell you, we were trained to not torture. But, the doctor, he's sharp here. I was going to bring up that GOP memo. I guess I can just add one of the other scenarios about him said capturing Osama bin Laden in parentheses it puts or proof that he is dead. So that'll be an interesting one. I wonder when that's going to come up. But the question I had, and I'd like to get the doctor's opinion on this. I noticed a long time ago one of the people that got caught up in the CIA's dragnet when they were sending their Learjets around the world to kidnap some guys to bring to their torture camps happened to be a son of a prominent and wealthy opponent of none other than Gaddafi. It was the son of an opponent of Gaddafi, the CIA.
Well, Gaddafi's our buddy now. He's good. We've never been at war with him.
And I wondered, number one, is Gaddafi by chance deep cover CIA? And number two, it seemed to me that perhaps their policy is to go after prominent, wealthy people who have some influence.
We got to get that question answered now. Thanks for the call. Doctor?
I just couldn't answer it. I just don't know.
Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Last caller. Charles, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Jones. Louisiana, it's been took over. The economy is down. They're cutting the workers, and they're giving more money away. New Orleans has got all Mexican workers. They're charging $300 a month for a tent in City Park. $300 a month just to put a tent. They don't want the people back in New Orleans. You watch and see when the truth comes out how easy it is to take over a state. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Well, we know that was engineered, and Dr. Roberts has talked about that here on the show. And
yes.
Charles, call back again later next week. I want to get a report from you from Louisiana. You did a great job during the floods, and Godspeed, my friend. I hope you're doing well. We're now closing out here, Dr. Roberts. Would you like to comment on what did happen in New Orleans?
Well, it was, just another criminal act. I do think it... It happened on purpose, and what their goal is, I couldn't say for sure.
Well, we know they'll get to hand out a couple $100 billion in contracts to their buddies.
No, they're handing them out to Mexicans. Well, why are they cutting the American workforce out? That's the real question. Why do they have all these Mexican construction firms in New Orleans?
I did see that.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, why? It is... normally, Congress wouldn't permit it.
I hear you. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on. Take care. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've had an absolutely powerhouse, grand slam, out of the park broadcast in the last 2 hours and 8 minutes, 21 seconds. In the first hour, we had physicist, doctor, professor Stephen E. Jones from Brigham Young University, a senior physicist there, just the impossibility of the official story. There had to be bombs in there, and he believes thermite bombs as well because of all the evidence. And then we had Paul Craig Roberts on just saying it's total police state, total Nazism, total takeover. One of the most conservative people. I mean, we're talking Wall Street Journal editor, you know, deputy at Treasury for Ronald Reagan. I mean, this is real. This is scary. And then there's my good buddy, Bob Dacey, who's written for Infowars.com. He also has started writing for the New American Magazine. And he went up to an FTAA meeting with some of the top people from the UN and others there, pushing this agenda for the free trade area of the Americas that was dealt a very serious blow, a crippling blow, but not a death-dealing blow, unfortunately, by Hugo Chavez and others. But it's in deep trouble. Because people know it's bad, and people are revolting worldwide. This is to create the American Union to merge in with the EU. That's why they have to get rid of the middle class. That's the official global New World Order plan that Dr. Roberts didn't fully understand, but is beginning to understand. You know, why would they want to destroy America? Well, that's been the plan all along, to put all the wealth in the hands of international corporations. So Bob Dacey went up to a major university and basically confronted these people, one of the reporters there,
And Bob, good to have you in studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You know what? I'm going to start over because I didn't have your microphone up. It's a brand new studio. I'm just now getting used to this. Bob, you can start over.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening.
You bet, my friend. Tell us, for those that don't know, what the FTAA is, how it ties into Agenda 21, this whole global straitjacket, and then tell us about this conference, and then I want to play this two-minute clip of after you hear all their babble, then the press gets a chance to ask questions, and this will be Bob Dacey up at Baylor confronting this guy.
The Free Trade Area of the Americas is nothing but the American or Western Hemisphere version of the European Union. It's just a step toward the eventual merger of the entire planet under one global government. And that's all the FTAA is about. It has nothing to do with free trade. They stick that name on it. It's gigantic government bureaucratic regulations beyond the control of the American taxpayers, beyond the control of the American citizenry. It has nothing to do with free trade, but that's what they call it.
These big bankers and big corporations just get our governments to sign treaties with private boards they create, and then we vest government power to them, we cede it to them. It's totally illegitimate. It's piracy.
Absolutely. Completely piracy. And that's why Will Gregg, the New American, sent me up there last month to Baylor. He wanted somebody that was local Texan to cover it, and that's what I did.
We're going to play this clip. Who is this individual? Tell us who some of the key players were, what this particular meeting signified, the name of it, what happened, and then I want to play this clip.
All right. This is the Free Trade in the Americas Conference, which was held at Baylor last month. And the key players, the two key players, the first one, the keynote speaker there, was Dr. Supachai Panichpakdi, who is from Thailand, and he is the recent head of the World Trade Organization. And he is the current head of the United Nations Trade and Development Council, UNCTAD. So this guy's a big, heavy hitter in the New World Order. What you're about to play is a second question I threw at him at a press conference they had. See, they were kind of embarrassed. Nobody showed up for the press conference except me and a reporter from the Houston Chronicle. So I had him all to myself, basically. And the first question I asked him, he kind of hemmed and hawed about it, and then I came at him again, and he answered the question, but then he took off.
Now, specifically for those that don't know, why were they here? I mean, you discussed the meeting. I've watched some of the speeches they gave. The good news is they admit to what we're seeing here from the outside, that globally these programs are stalling, people are resisting, nation states are resisting, even big businessmen, they're having trouble getting them to go along. There's a true rebellion taking place, and then you're at this meeting, you know, basically right at the same time that their whole program is getting into deep trouble down in Latin America.
Yeah, but the main one of the other heavy hitters at the conference was Richard Fisher, and this guy has got globalist credentials up one side, down the other. Worked with Henry Kissinger, used to help run OPIC, that organization you were talking about in the previous segment that sends the jobs out, and fires Americans and guarantees loans for getting jobs to the other side of the world, you know, fire the Americans and then use their tax money to back up the loans, right? And Dr. Fisher, or Mr. Richard Fisher, who's now the current president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, this guy's a big, big heavy hitter, and he was saying, listen, man, we're going to get this FTAA jump started. We have to do it because it's a moral imperative. I mean, he was saying it was a national security imperative that we get the FTAA jump started, and we needed the political will to do it, had to come from the United States.
We've got to give freedom to all these people and deindustrialize America. It's our moral imperative to enslave everyone.
That is basically what the man said.
All right, you're talking to the head of the WTO, ladies and gentlemen, and also another, he also is a big chieftain at the United Nations. And here is Bob Dacey up there confronting him just, what, about a week or so ago?
No, it was early in October. October 7th.
So we're talking 2 or 3, 4 weeks now. Time is really flying by, but I guess the New American article just came out.
Yeah, the New American is in the November the 14th issue of the New American, and you can actually access that article by going online, thenewamerican.com, scroll down and click on the article, Texas, the Keystone State of the FTAA.
And we also have a link to it up on Infowars.com right now there in the guest section with our guest writer, Bob Dacey. Let's go ahead and play this clip where Bob is confronting the head of the WTO. Go ahead and roll it.
Dr. Sipachai, concern of a lot of Americans is the national sovereignty of the United States vis-a-vis organizations like the FTAA.
Yes.
And according to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, only the United States Congress has the power to regulate foreign trade.
Yes.
Do you consider the United States Constitution to be an impediment to your FTAA?
Well, I don't see that. And up till now, there has been whoever is in the administration in the United States, we always recognize that U.S. has always taken up the leadership role in conducting negotiations that always produce a momentum for the trade bicycle to always move ahead up till now. But what I just said is that there is a rising concern around the world that, as one of our colleagues just said, that the sense of leadership that was needed for this trade round to move ahead was not always there. I wouldn't say that it wasn't there at all, but not always there, because sometimes it's been diverted into some of the different regional and bilateral negotiation. It's not always there.
Right,
and also the sense that in
The point is that notice how he sidestepped the question. Hey, this violates our Constitution, giving up sovereignty to you, and he lists the area of the Constitution. His answer is, well, your government's violating it. Your government, by the way, is leading this. Hey, this is your government's whole vehicle. That is, the globalists that control our nation have our nation pushing it. So he really admits what they're doing, admits it's unconstitutional, but just says, hey, your government is the engine.
Yeah, he says the Constitution is not in the way, basically, because we've already ceded that authority to the WTO, because any dispute resolutions are supposed to go to them and this FTAA. Therefore, we've already blown off our responsibility to have the Congress regulate foreign trade. That's what he's saying.
Yes, we have a link right now on Infowars.com to their speeches and the entire press conference with the Houston Chronicle and Bob Dacey there asking him questions. But let's specifically get into your article and the key points, the key things people should know about the FTAA. And, I mean, the headline is Texas Keystone State to the FTAA. Folks, I've told you. That's why for 7 years I've had deep behind enemy lines his Central Texas Command Center. I guess on KGFK I had a similar liner. So for 10 years or longer, I mean, we really are the model. I mean, they're putting in the transponders, the toll roads. They're militarizing the police. The border's wide open. They're putting up cameras in the neighborhoods and on the roads. They're setting up little CIA liaisons with our cities. I mean, Texas is like Massachusetts or California. We are on the very front line of this under heavy bombardment. And it's happening here. And they admitted at this conference, did they not, Bob, that Texas is the jewel in their crown, just geographically, because of this 15-lane giant super corridor, which will open the borders completely. They're going to hand out transponders to people that drive in and out of the U.S. and legalize everyone, Bob.
And that is the central point that most people miss about the Trans-Texas Corridor here in Texas. They say, well, they're double tax tolling us, and it's going to cost too much money, and these roads don't go anywhere into the cities, and everybody's grappling about it, and that's great. But what they don't seem to understand is why they would build this thing. Dr. Subachai himself, if he had his keynote speech at the beginning of the conference, said it himself.
It's a giant cancer tentacle coming up from Mexico. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, you need the infrastructure to link the areas in order to make them work. You need the infrastructure. He mentioned a project in Southeast Asia. He says if you link them all up, it'll make it work. So the real reason they're trying to build the Trans-Texas Corridor is to build the infrastructure to link the United States with Mexico and Canada. I mean, in 2002, when they put it up on the Texas Department of Transportation website, I mean, they had a map. They had two maps showing big arrows.
And they've now taken that down, and I didn't save that. Did you get it?
I've got it.
Oh, you've got it right there.
I've got it right here.
Map, please have it. I'm going to scan that in for our listeners. I'm going to get that scanned in, Bob. My overworked staff here. Oh, by the way, I didn't plug my videos last hour. We need your support so I can hire more people. My two guys in there right now are guy and gal. They're just, here it is. Pan American Union, Crossroads of the Americas, Trans-Texas Corridor, the heart of it, from Guatemala right up into Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Canada. We are in deep poo-poo, as they say. Bob Dacey, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you are out there fighting for this republic. When we come back, give us the full details of what this nightmare slave grid is going to look like.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect the Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%, your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Blue and others, your calls are coming up in the next segment, but there's so much to cover here. 1-800-259-9231. Bob wants to get into who this Chubakai guy is, well-known commie. Of course, the big bankers control him, got to consolidate the wealth. That's who funds it all. But I want to get into these trans-Texas corridors. Folks, they already have these in Oklahoma, up into Kansas, and into Missouri. You'll drive 50 miles before you can exit. You're not allowed off. The McDonald's and the gas stations are built in the medians. You see all these beautiful ghost towns with Victorian houses. Because, see, these are going to be international. Oh, to stop the illegal aliens, these roads are really international. But so they're police and checkpoints and customs, and they're going to search you. When you get on and off of these, you're going to have transponders. This is the official admission. They're going to have 4,000 miles of Trans-Texas Corridor, another 2,000 in the cities, a total of 6,000. And guess what? You ain't exiting. You ain't getting off. And that's the official plan. This isn't even a toll road. They're just going to make you pay to be a slave, Bob.
Well, the toll road, part of the reason for the toll roads is to help fund the thing. That's why they're trying to turn existing free roads into toll roads, so that they can help fund this boondoggle. It's obscene. It's absolutely obscene. It's not going to alleviate any traffic problems, because it doesn't go into any of the cities. Hello, you know? It's all for the infrastructure of the free trade area of the American.
And I know people that work up there. They're now building this thing right outside Austin, and there's these giant roads you'll be out in the country, and it's admittedly, in their own documents, arterials. It is arteries. It is veins for this international infrastructure. Bob, explain to people. This is not our opinion. This is publicly admitted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they admitted it. Again, this website that the Texas Department of Transportation put up, and then they yanked down. I mean, there were numerous references to Mexico. As a matter of fact, the bill that created it, House Bill 3588, a couple of years ago, passed through this Texas legislature, and nobody seemed to notice. That it's full of references to linking up with Mexico.
Well, if you look at what Homeland Security says, they go, oh, we're going to end illegal aliens because we're just going to give everybody a transponder on their car. We're already hearing this now with our passports or with people's visas. And so anyone who wants to come is going to be allowed in because it's going to be international instantly. We are only a year or two away, and I'm right in the middle of it.
Yeah, and just in a very short time, we're all supposed to be thinking about North America, Alex. We're supposed to be North Americans now, don't we?
That's taught in all these public schools.
That's what that guy, what's his name from the CFR, that booklet he published a couple of months ago, what's his name? I can't remember it.
But just tell us what they were saying at this meeting overall. Okay. What was the main message?
Here's the deal. Dr. Subhachai Panajpakti is a communist, okay? During his opening speech at the hoity-toity dinner that they had Thursday night, he, in passing, mentioned that he had had a meeting with a communist Chinese trade minister, Bo Zilai. And he said that, just in passing, he said, yes, he is the son of one of the six heroes of the Chinese Revolution, a close associate of Mao Zedong.
And so that's like saying he's a close associate of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, and he just proudly states, he calls one of Mao's cohorts a hero. Now, so the guy's a communist, and all these intellectuals at Baylor, that just goes right over their head. They've been conditioned that trade...
Ooh, communism, sexy, all those 60 million dead.
They've been conditioned that trade is everything. They kept repeating, trade is a bicycle. You must pedal the bicycle. Trade is a bicycle. Trade is important.
But this isn't trade where it's selectively consolidating and raping us.
Well, no, it's not trade, but they call it trade. And since this guy's a WTO former head, he's a heavy hitter. He's no slouch. But I wanted to tell
What's his current position at UN?
He's the director of United Nations Council for Trade and Development, UNCTAD.
Of course, we have UNIDIR that says we must all give a turn in our guns.
Yes, they've got more alphabet super organizations than you can shake a stick at. I wanted to tell the listener something. When I asked that question you played a while ago, after I asked that question, the entire entourage booked out of that room. They didn't stop to collect $200. They just took off. I think Dr. Subhachai was faced with one reporter and question after question, and he wasn't going to put up with it because they were all hostile questions. They just took off out of the room.
What was the question by the Houston Chronicle? Just tell me, worship you, leader.
The Chronicle question, she was asking something about CAFTA and whether it was going to help them or not. And, you know, will it or won't it, the thing passed. What I'm worried about in all this is people like Richard Fisher. You know, this guy, big-time globalist, international banker, He's CFR.
$3,000 suit. Looks good. Looks like a movie star.
Trilateral commission. You know, Henry Kissinger, the whole nine yards. You got to watch out for those guys. They'll try to make it happen.
Well, he said they're going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell us more about it. Let's go through some of the notes in your big article you got published there in the New American. That's great, Bob.
Hey, how
you took my challenge. How many days? It was like 8 years ago to get involved or something.
Well, I've been involved a long time, man.
And, well, I know that, but you're
really the guy that woke me up, though. I got to admit that. And I haven't fallen asleep since.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Rise, Lord Dacey. You have done well, my apprentice.
All right, a little episode 3 nerddom, ladies and gentlemen. No, but you want to... Folks, I don't get off on having a Ferrari, and I don't have a Ferrari. Somebody will say, he said he had a Ferrari. He said he works for a circus. No, I don't. I mean, I can joke around about something, and it goes out there. I don't care about possessions, things. I could care less. What I love is that so many dynamic, thoughtful, intelligent people have gotten involved because I've challenged them to, and because they love freedom. And just like people who woke me up, Gary Allen back in the 70s writing None Dare Call a Conspiracy, my dad, You know, that's our job. You don't know who it is you're going to talk to who's going to end up really doing big things in this fight. And, Bob, you've woken up tens of thousands of people now.
Well, you know, I've been on the air as the host of The Simple Truth, the local cable TV access show, for over 6 years now. We're in our seventh season.
It's very popular.
Yeah, apparently it is. I try my best with no resources, and, of course, we just do it out of obligation. Jeff Kentoff and Kelly Taylor are my producers, real good friends of mine, and couldn't do it without them.
Well, and then you write articles for InfoWars.com, and you type Michael McCaul's name, the congressman, into Google, and, you know, number one pops up your article about him. I mean, you know, that just shows, bottom line, folks, we're having an effect, we're involved, and I want you to be leaders out there that are listening. Well, I want you to get involved.
There is no question that we are having victories. The FTAA is having big problems. You know, if you want to learn about the FTAA and understand what it's about, you know, I encourage your listeners to go to www.stoptheftaa.org. That's a vast information pool about the real reason for the whole thing.
And by the way, they, you know, this whole global government founded and funded by these big corporations, they're transferring our government powers into international bodies and then giving themselves governmental power. And one of their blueprints is the Agenda 21 that Gorbachev and all of them push. And they go in under other names and get your local cities to pass laws, to get into regional boards, regional governance. Talk a little bit about that, Bob.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, you know, they have to lie about everything to get it passed. I mean, let's face it. We're talking about the Texas Department of Transportation back in 2003. Put this on their website to train their employees how to convince Texans that we need tolls. And they had something called Toll Road Finance 101, and they're saying, listen, we need to limit the alternatives to toll roads, because free alternatives mean lower revenues, and if you avoid frontage roads in this procedure and you use discontinuous frontage roads, of course, you're going to force people onto the toll roads. I mean, they had this on their website in 2003 as to how to promote causing you to pay money for roads you already paid
but
for.
But then they claim they didn't have any money, even though we're using more oil and more tax than ever.
Well,
but then a good TxDOT employee leaked stuff that said classified, not for distribution, earlier this year, that said we've got more money than ever, we don't need this. And guess who owns the big toll road that is being ceded? Spain. It's a big Spanish company, a lot of it held by the King of Spain. The King of Spain is actually, it never ends, Bob.
Yeah, what they're doing in Texas is they're trying to fake the citizens of Texas into paying for their own demise. That's it, right there. And they're not even going to use Texans to build it. Well, actually, they are. But
well, it's like what we have in New Orleans, Brown and Root. KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton, openly has. Bush said, oh, we're going to hire all Americans and Louisianans. Baloney. Openly, it's illegal aliens, and then they even rip them off and don't pay them. It's in the news. Bob, this has reached just total criminality.
It's completely insane. But you got to, again, I know you understand that they have to lie to get all this done. At this conference I went to, they had a Canadian economist named Michael Hart, and he admitted that in order to get NAFTA passed, they had to lie to the Congress. They had to say it was going to increase our exports when they knew all along that it was going to do the opposite. I mean, they just flat admitted at the conference that they lied to get
it. We lie to them to get it. It is good. And I tell you about how great Lenin was. Now let's move on to our banker lord.
And this sovereignty notion, when I used that word sovereignty at the press conference.
Was it like vampires and holy water?
Well, let me tell you something. There was a lady, another Canadian economist named Sylvia Ostre, sitting there behind Dr. Subachai. And when I said that word, I was watching her. She's about 10 feet away from me. She leaned over to the CFR guy, Gary Bauer, next to her, Gary Huffbauer, next to her, and I saw her and I heard what she said. She said, "Sovereignty."
I knew it. I'm pieces of filth.
I'm not kidding. She said that. Sovereignty.
The scum rabble soon will have their arms.
I mean, I think that the question I ask about actually questioning the wisdom of the FTAA stunned them. Like, because there was no discussion at the whole conference about, is this a good idea or not? Nothing at all. And when you mention sovereignty, they just What?
Well, here's the incredible thing. Openly, back 10 years ago when they planned it, we're going to have this giant 15 lanes on both sides going all the way up into Canada from Guatemala, openly bringing in all the illegal aliens. They'll be totally legalized. This is the official plan. It's going to be a total nightmare, devastating. They're going to wall off the roads where you can't get to the small towns. That's the official plan. We've seen it where they built these already. And there's cops out there listening right now who I guess are going to enjoy doing this to their children. I mean, we're actually, you know, there's bureaucrats listening who are still going to serve this system. This is war, folks. This is an actual enemy world government beachhead. Roads, all roads lead to Rome, folks. Roads are everything in a civilization, in a society. Rails, roads. This controls humans. It goes back to those UN maps that Dr. Coffin put together. You lay those maps together, 90%+ of the country off human access. Tell them about that. I mean, this is a hell system.
Yeah, that was Agenda 21 is what you're talking
yes.
about. That was one of the first things I actually woke up to, Alex, when I was first listening to you. And
remember,
I
made that film, America Destroyed by Design.
Well, I thought you were nuts. You know,
I'm actually attacked. People claim that I cover up Agenda 21 when I was talking about it a decade ago.
Absolutely not. The subset of Agenda 21 that you were talking about when I first ran into you was this business about the United Nations and the national parks, and they're controlling them and making these concentric rings around them that you couldn't get into. And I was thinking, you're like, you know, off your cookies, you were totally nuts. And then I found out that you were telling the truth because I think it was the state of
Kentucky
said that they documented the whole thing. And I'm going, oh, no, this nut Alex Jones is telling the truth. And that was all a part of this Agenda 21 about driving the humans into the cities and keeping the disgusting humans off the land so that the moose in Canada can visit his cousin in Colorado without having to see one. You know, that's what it was all about. And you were right. You were absolutely right. And from then, I just started to be a vacuum cleaner of research, and I haven't stopped.
Well, you've done a great job. Your TV show is excellent, Bob. In fact, we ought to talk about sometime taking all your TV shows and condensing them down to a two-hour video and putting that out. I think
that would be impossible. 6 years of TV into 2 hours.
Well, no, you just pick some of your best things and put them out. Okay, I want to take some calls. Lou's been holding so long, I'm going to go to him. Then we're going to go back in the news, and then we'll go to Art and Barbara and Jeff, and that'll be it for calls today, because you've got a lot more you want to talk about with this FTAA. But to be specific, I am last weekend out deer hunting at a family reunion. Well, actually, at the time, I was fishing in one of those little cattle ponds, stock ponds, and it's my dad, my children, my wife, my uncle's wife. We're out there fishing. To make a long story short, and we got AP Network News on, and they announced FTAA is dead for at least 5 years. Bush very angry. This is an incredible setback to the regional government for the Pan-American Union. I'm going, Mike. I'm like, yeah, all right. They were doing high fives. Later, it's, oh, no problem. They'll fix it. They'll turn it around. It'll be back within a year. So what is the truth? I went and researched it. These things are so complex, these payoffs, these corporations, and all these deals, and who gets what in these 15,000-page bills. I'm not kidding. That it's screwed up for many years now. And but from the meeting you were at, we're still in the fight because they're still going ahead with the building blocks of it, of Agenda 21 and CAFTA. But this is, it's like the EU getting rejected. Its final expansion to total dictatorship got rejected a few months ago. There are good things happening. Did they seem to be panicked, or were they still just arrogant and aplomb about it?
No, they were in a state of disarray. It was universal throughout the conference. They were all griping about it.
Oh, yes.
Except Mr. Fisher, Richard Fisher. He was very confident that they needed to manufacture the political will within the United States to get this FTAA through, and he just flat said it. He knows that in order to get it done, you got to go through the United States Congress, and you know how the CFR is. They have a tendency to pull it out at the last minute.
Well, I mean, 7 months ago, they put out a report calling for this Pan-American Union and this merger with police and military with Canada and Mexico. The Canadian papers were saying, end of sovereignty, world government. And then, but within months, they'd adopted it and Congress had adopted it. It's like whatever they say happens.
Yeah, it's, you know, you'll have 90% of congressmen's constituents calling up, say, don't do this, and then all of a sudden they'll flip at the last minute. You know, it's very serious. And we still have to work very hard to stop the FTAA. And again, I mentioned www.stoptheftaa.org. you'll learn more about the FDA than you could possibly imagine.
Well, really, all they've got going for them is that they've got the money and the power, and they're paying people off. But we really do have the majority of the population. All they've got now is this remnants of an illusion that we're the minority and they're the majority. They are a tiny minority.
Yeah, and they also, at this conference, the actual input of the business community was only like a small player in their discussions. Like, oh, well, part of the problem is that these businessmen are off doing other things and they're not all that interested. It's like, I always thought that free trade was all businessmen. You on one side, me on the other, we get together and we swap beans.
But it isn't free trade. It's economic war using third world slave populations to deindustrialize the United States and destroy the middle class.
Yeah, and Mr. Fisher, he was very adamant that it's a wonderful thing that the United States runs these giant trade deficits. He said that it was our duty to do it. It was our obligation to impoverish ourselves with debt.
Yeah. Oh, I even heard him say that on NPR. Yeah. Soon Americans will have a low standard. This is what we deserve.
He said that we are the consumer of last resort to the world. And he also said that if we didn't run these deficits, look what would happen to Germany.
Well, I know this. And this is important. Wealth is not destroyed. It's merely transferred. All that wealth, 4% of the population, that was the U.S. and the world. We had over half the wealth, not anymore. It's all going to these greedy control freaks. Let's take calls. Let's talk to Lou in California. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, hi, Alex and Bob. It's nice to talk to you both today.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I would love to get both of your thoughts on the merits of an idea I had as to what we can do to make a positive difference. What would you think about, a city by city, a county by county, petitions and referendums whereby we would reassert our United States and our state constitutions?
I think that is the next step above these Patriot Act resolutions, and that's the idea I originally came up with that was then watered down and duplicated by the Bill of Rights Defense Committee.
Well, it seems like if we were to do something like that, since all of our government officials are taking oaths to uphold and defend these constitutions, that it would certainly seem odd if they were to oppose such a thing. It would help to identify, traitorous politicians and hopefully awaken some of the loyal politicians and citizens and just bring the, light to the whole issue.
Well, I go back to, courage lacks when there aren't numbers, and this illusion is breaking. All these prominent people are coming out on 100 different key touchstone issues. And so this is starting to happen. I mean, already people are starting to see through what's going on. And so it's up to us to not go, oh, it's all over, there's nothing we can do, or to infight with each other as the COINTELPROers would like us to do. We've got to just keep moving forward on the enemy, Bob.
When at the federal level they're doing some of this stuff, and we at local levels and state levels say, no, we're not going to play the game, it reminds me of when I was a little kid growing up in the 60s and the 70s, the hippies used to say, hey, man, what if they gave a war and nobody came? Well, that's kind of like what we're doing. So, fine, you want to pass a Patriot Act that says you're going to search my house and seize my stuff without a warrant? Well, we at the local level, we aren't going to play the game. What if they gave a Patriot Act and nobody played? I think it's a good idea.
Well, they'll carry out a terror attack to convince us it was our fault, but now they're getting exposed that they're behind the terror. Anything else there, sir?
Well, I would love to hear you guys both discuss, strategies or tools that we can use to defeat the Hegelian dialectic of political conflict resolution as it relates to, like, for example, Alex, I've seen you a couple times on a network called Free Speech TV. I'm sure you're aware of the network.
Yes.
And, there's a lot of good information to be had about 9/11, Iraq, and other subjects.
But the answer is the UN world government.
Exactly.
See, the left will sit there and say all the stuff that's true, but then give you bad solutions.
Right, and that's what worries me so much is that there's so few people that are awake, and of the ones that are awake, so many of them are going to get siphoned off into these, phony things. And like you said, they're giving us the choice between national socialism with a Bush administration or international socialism if we would have had somebody like Kerry.
But as soon as you explain, I'm telling you, liberals, though, good, well-meaning liberals I talked to 5 years ago, I'd explain that big government is for the elite and corporations lobby for it and that socialism is really a tool to consolidate the wealth. I mean, socialism is like the mosquito lands on you. It doesn't just stick its proboscis into you. It sticks its proboscis in and pumps in an enzyme to liquefy. So socialism liquefies us, domesticates us, then the international corporation sucks the innards out. So socialism doesn't lead to communism. Socialism leads to fascism, corporatism. It's designed. So their paradigm's all screwed up, but you give them the truth, and you shift their paradigm. It goes, man, it all makes sense. Ooh, it feels good. Ooh, it's true. You see, we got the truth, and you can't keep a coming against the truth. I'm telling you, man, look, we're going to win this thing. We always had throughout history. It's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. God bless you, and thanks for holding. It was good to hear from you. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Art in Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Art. Welcome.
Yeah, you can say that again. You may know of this organization in Kerrville, Texas, the Fund to Restore an Educated Electorate, FREE. It was founded in 1980. They have a 22x17 folded broadside that lists.
Yeah, it's on red and black.
It lists CFR, the Trilat, and the Bilderbergers, and we're dealing with these creeps every day. Now, you can get this broadside for $2 postpaid from FREE, Post Office Box 293339, Kerrville, Texas. 78029.
Yeah, really what I ought to do with that big chart of how they control things is I ought to just order a whole bunch of those and sell those or get those out to people. A plug where you just give the address out, they won't get a single letter.
It's the thing I've ever seen, though, to deal with, to know who these people are. I mean, you can't do business any day of the year without funding these creeps.
No, they sit over every major system, and they use the government to give themselves the contracts.
The universities and the media, and you name it. So I don't know what to do about that.
You know, I used to have those, and I always lose them or give them away. Mail me one of those, and I'll carry those.
Well, you can get them right down there.
Well, I know, but I forget how to. I don't have their address or phone number. Will you send it to me?
Yeah, I can send you one. Sure.
Sure, and then I'll contact them. And what I'm saying is, maybe I'll put them in free in orders or something.
Well, that'd be good.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, sir. We've got a break. Final segment coming up. We'll go to Barbara and Jeff, and that's going to be it. We're going to wrap up this broadcast. And, yes, I got to plug the videos at least once an hour. I'll briefly tell you how to get my films or books on tape on the other side. We're now carrying Tex Mars's bombshell book, Codex Magica. 600-something pages, over 1,000 photos, learn the secret Illuminati language. We're also carrying the coming battle book about the birth of the Federal Reserve. You want them both.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Having Bob Dacey in here for 2 hours every month or so, if you'll do it, Bob.
If I can figure out the time, I'll do it, Alan.
I know, running a business in America today, but it's fun to have folks in studio. I'm going to have a lot of people in studio next week.
My customers keep losing their jobs to foreigners overseas, you know. It's kind of rough, you know.
I hear you. We're going to take two final calls from Barbara and Jeff here. I wish we could take more of your calls. Just briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out. It covers who carried out 9/11 and how they did it and why they did it. You need to have this video. Big discounts right now. You can get my DVDs as low as $5.95. on some of the special package deals, T-shirts as low as $9.95 a piece, high-quality made-in-America T-shirts. I mean, they're costing me like $5.50 a piece, to give you an idea. I just want to get the material out there. We give you a free bumper sticker, of course, with any order, or a couple bumper stickers. And carrying a lot of new books and videos, so please go to InfoWars.com and get some of the great information and make copies of my videos. Get them out to people. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order, tell you about different films and different specials. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. See it and get it all. Download copies, everything right there, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you know it goes right to the front lines of the info war. Barbara in Tejas, you're on the air with Bob Dacey.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
You were talking about waking Bob up. I wanted to let you know before I get to my questions that, Alex, you woke me up while I was in the dentist chair when I first moved to Austin. How's that?
I don't remember that, but how were you in the dentist chair?
Well, I was in the dentist chair and you were on the TV.
That was
the first time I'd ever seen you.
Gotcha.
And that was pretty funny. And I thought you were getting a little out there once, and myself, and I thought, wow, man, has Alex gone too far? And you were talking about the codes and laser printers?
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
And then the next day, you know. Well, when you had revisited it a few weeks ago.
No, I mean, that was in the news in industry publications 4 or 5 years ago about codes and laser printers.
I know. You were talking. I'm talking about a few weeks ago, you were totally vindicated.
Sure.
The next day in the Austin Statesman, it was on front page. So I was like, oh, all right.
I know. Listen, I don't want to believe this stuff is true. I just spend all my time researching it.
Well, that's not why I called. I called for a few things. Yesterday you were talking about population extermination with Peter, and you mentioned Peter Singer.
Yes.
I attended a graduate seminar with Peter Singer in the philosophy department at the University of Colorado.
Yes.
And I was an undergraduate, and I was so enraged at him and his position that I attended this graduate seminar, and I was the only person who argued with him, who even raised their hand.
Well, why don't you write an article for me about what you heard him say and what he did, and I'll post it.
Okay, I'll try and remember exactly what he said, but I'd love to.
We're almost out of time. What else is on your mind?
Free trade, path from Mexico to Canada. I lived in Vancouver for the last 4 years and discovered that the Hells Angels are in charge of Canada.
Well, there are a lot of criminal groups that the government uses. I wouldn't say fully in charge. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to go. Bob, let's try to cram one more as we said we would. I got to have you back on. Jeff in Denver, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, you and Bob are doing a really good job.
Thank you.
I wanted to pass some information along. Alex, I was on your show back on October 26th. And what we talked about was CIA international trafficking in children, about Yorkshire Television, Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you called in, yes.
Yeah, a video documentary exposing a child sex ring that reached Daddy Bush Sr. at the White House.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
Okay, anyways, after I was on your show about an hour, I was surrounded by 3 Colorado State Police and 2 FBI agents who started threatening me. Oh, yeah, that actually happened. And,
do you have a record of that?
Oh, yes, I sure do. I actually have a record of it. I'll send it to you.
Okay, send it to me. We're out of time. Bob, you know, I try to get to the calls, and it ends up getting sped up, and it's crazy. But anything else you want to say?
I just want to say go to thenewamerican.com and read my article on Texas, the crossroad, the keystone state of the FDAA. And
all right, thanks for coming on. We're out of here.
Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.